was a lot of angst, anxiety, consternation as to what was going to happen. Would we have two competing trash companies on the streets of our city fighting over garbage cans? How was that going to play itself out? And the Louisiana Supreme Court stepped in and stopped it all, thankfully. And here to tell us exactly where we are, because he loves so much to talk trash, is J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member at large and the president of the council. J.P., welcome to the show.
I know, I'm back for trash talk, Noel. So it seems like that's our thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So where do you want to start?
So Supreme Court steps in, and which is kind of what you had predicted. I think I said the same thing. You can't fabricate an emergency in order to get to an end game that you desire.
That's 100% correct. I mean, honestly, I think it gets lost sometimes in translation because people get kind of overwhelmed with the news, but this entire crisis in the quarter was manufactured by the mayor from the start, because at the end of last year, beginning of this year, we had an emergency contract put into place by the mayor and the council because of pending litigation that Henry Consulting had filed against the city. That should have been the end of it. Everything you've seen since then, the mayor prematurely terminating IV waste, the mayor trying to do this emergency contract for Henry Consulting, it was all unnecessary. There was a case pending, an emergency everyone agreed to, IV waste was picking up the trash, and that's how it should have stayed. Instead, we wasted a tremendous amount of taxpayer dollars over a mayor's fake emergency that required the Louisiana legislature to step in and create a bill just in case the mayor did something this stupid. And not only did she step into it and trigger the bill, but she triggered it in the worst way, where, to your point, we might have had two trash collectors picking up trash at the same time.
Absolutely incredible. But, you know, sometimes there's hope. So the Supreme Court steps in. They grant the injunction on behalf of Danny Conwell and I forgot the other individual's name. Marina Kostopoulos on behalf of them. And in the interim, though, that left a little caveat problem that I think the mayor resolved yesterday. Is that true?
Yeah, so basically, had the French Quarter law kicked in, the default mode that the legislature had created, unfortunately, FQMD only covers the French Quarter. So had the mayor not rescinded the termination, the French Quarter would have had uninterrupted trash pickup, street cleaning, street flushing, but you would have had the 100 block of Canal Street, you know, where Canal Place, where Harris is, that whole area would have had nothing. And so we would have had most of the Area 5 covered, but the downtown development part would have been left to fend for itself. And the mayor finally stepped up and did the right thing. But going back to the Supreme Court decision, what was very telling and I think was kind of buried in the coverage is that Supreme Court decision was pretty scathing for a Supreme Court decision. When they overruled Judge Cates in the Fourth Circuit, what they highlighted was there were tremendous irregularities and there were significant questions as to whether the emergency or the contract were legal. I highlight that because that was evidence the plaintiffs tried to bring in the case that Judge Cates would not let them enter into the record. They tried to provide public documents showing the mayor and her team had fabricated the dates, and the judge denied them entering it as discovery. And the Supreme Court relied upon that evidence and other evidence, and it just tells you, when you have judges that are willfully closing their eyes to things that are shady, that's how this behavior is encouraged. And the Supreme Court stepped in and said, this does not, with the evidence on the record, the judge should have granted the injunction because there are significant irregularities in how this went down. And for the Supreme Court to point out, because, I mean, overruling a judge's decision on a preliminary injunction, unsettling that case, tells you his decision was very, very bad.
No doubt. I mean, of course, Mr. Henry says everybody's playing politics. you begin to wonder, who's he talking about? Not the ones he's pointing fingers at, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, he's as much as we talk trash, he spends even more time talking about trash. I mean, honestly, from my perspective and from the majority of the council, the vast majority of the council, our goal is to be fiduciary agents who make sure money is not ill-spent. The fact that the mayor and Mr. Henry with a straight face tried to give this guy $2 million more dollars for a fake emergency to do less work on trash pickup, and they say we're playing politics, there's no logical justification to pay someone $2 million extra to do less work. Full stop.
Yeah, no doubt. So what happens from here? So Ivy Waste, they stay in until the end of the year.
So the end of the year or until the other case is resolved. As you know, we have a hearing at the Fourth Circuit on August 5th regarding the Paulette Irons ruling, which, if you may recall, Mr. Henry filed a mandamus with Judge Irons, which she granted, which was a request to make the council vote on his contract. And the judge ruled, not only do we have to vote on the instrument, she ordered us to vote yes. And as you know, because you've done civics, courts can't make legislative bodies vote the way they want. That's kind of well outside of their jurisdiction. I mean, I would argue that a judge can't make a legislative body vote, period. But at the very least, if you're going to make us vote on an item, you can't dictate the outcome. That is a complete violation of the separation of powers in our Constitution, our charter, and our state constitution. So that's what's in front of the Fourth Circuit. I have no idea that's going to turn out, because the Fourth Circuit's gotten it wrong from Wisner to the Troy Henry case to this. So I expect, regardless of the outcome at the Fourth Circuit, one of us is going to go to the Supreme Court again.
Yeah, I mean, and so that case is still in its infancy. A number of people are saying that case will probably continue on through next year. Correct?
That is quite possible, because remember, the Fourth Circuit, we encouraged Mr. Henry to join us and said, let's make this an expedited hearing. He didn't want it expedited. So it's being taken up as a normal case, which means the judges will hear argument on the 5th. They have a significant period of time they can choose to think about how they want to rule. Once they rule, both parties will have, I believe, 45 days to appeal. And then once we appeal, the Supreme Court has a period to consider whether or not they'll take up the appeal. So logistically speaking, you're probably right, unless some party decides to move the Supreme Court or Fourth Circuit moves quicker than we think. It is more than likely this case will take us through the end of this administration.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all going to be very interesting.